Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we'd love for you folks stopping by and joining us. Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes. Anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available as we bring you the next collection of these 2022 NFL Draft stars. We bring them to you today, and today we're headed to UCLA for the standout running back, Britton Brown. He began his career at Duke, and he literally does resemble and resonates the idea of student-athlete. He was all ACC academic at Duke, and he was director's honor roll for spring and winter at UCLA. So kudos to that and a fabulous football career. He just got wrapped up his pro day, and now we're on to this final month and a half as we build towards this draft. But with that said, Britton, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this morning treating you?
It's treating me well. I appreciate you having me on the program, Bo. Thank you for that introduction, too.
Oh, no problem. Hey, you're a busy man. We appreciate you coming by. And Adisa and Jeff, you guys, you're with a great agency. And the one thing I like is they have a great knack for running backs. Did that play a part? Did you know their history of having such a successful, clientele of running backs?
Yes, I did. Actually, I kind of knew Jeff before just through my brother. He was looking to be his agent in the process a couple years ago, and I started doing some research on TSCG and just seeing all the great backs they have with them, and like Maurice Jones-Drew and some other guys. So it was something that only made sense to me to go with TSCG.
Yeah, definitely. Le'Veon White, Bell, James White, MJD, great, and plenty of other guys for those positions, but nonetheless, a great eye for this running back position. So you're a running back, so I got to ask, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you the kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every Pop Warner game?
Every game. You know how they do back then. It was just, put you at quarterback and run. That's all that was back in the day.
did parents ever question the age? Were they like, this kid can't be 7. He has to be at least 11.
There was some of that when I lived in Virginia, but when I moved to Georgia, I felt like parents weren't even on that. They wanted their kids to play against like the highest competition. It was different over there in North Georgia.
Oh, kind of. That's kind of interesting to learn. So I assume you might have tried different positions going through the process of middle school throughout high school. Did you know running back was you're going to be your position pretty much all the way?
Actually, I wasn't sure because coming into high school my freshman year, I was a corner. I got moved up. I was the only freshman to get moved up to varsity and played corner that whole year. And then throughout the rest of my career, I played running back and safety. And didn't know what I would be playing in college. Yeah, because I was recruited at both positions. And my mom actually wanted me to play safety because she knew that safeties had like a longer career and didn't get as injured as running backs who were getting hit like every single play. But I don't know. I just felt like running back was my most natural position. I actually had the most fun playing running back. So just scoring touchdowns was my thing. So I couldn't turn it away.
So even when you got to Duke, I mean, did they kind of list you as an athlete when you got there, or did they pretty much know that they were going to be handing the ball off of you and you were going to be a ball carrier?
I think they pretty much knew, even though I was coming out of high school listed as an athlete. The DB coach would always joke, like, yeah, man, we're going to put you at safety. We're going to steal you from the RB room. But my running back coach wasn't having any of that.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Britton Brown, the standout Bruins running back here on the C2P, as we break down what this young man brings to this 2022 draft class of running backs. With that said, I always ask all the gentlemen to come on the program. If we three in that film room, you're with these scouts, they're breaking down your tape. What do you think your hallmark home run abilities are that they're going to say, listen, we got to bring this kid aboard the 53-man roster?
The ability to go into every game and make that one standout play. I feel like I'm every down back. Someone's going to come in there, be able to pass protect, be able to come out the backfield, catch the ball. And I think I pride myself on running between the tackles and just being able to have that vision and make the right cut. Keep trudging and moving the ball down the field, yeah.
Nice. What goes unnoticed? And this is your show. If they're interested in the guy, I said, what goes unnoticed? I know NFL people, they may come in because they might like a particular prospect. You could have been a team captain, a weight room warrior, great in the community.
Right.
Maybe the offensive system didn't allow you to showcase other skills. I don't know, but if there is written, what do you need to mention to help you fall in their good graces?
I think it showed a lot more at Duke, but here I didn't really get to go down the field and catch the ball. I think something I wanted to do a lot here, but it's just, I mean, Coach Kelly's system, he didn't really want his backs running downfield. He wanted us more so just being power backs and staying behind our linemen. But I think I can go down the field and catch it just as good as any other back.
Yeah, and speaking of that, were you able to showcase that? You mentioned all 32 teams at the UCLA Pro Day. Were you able to kind of showcase those ball catching skills when you ran the routes and everything?
They put us through some catching gauntlets, but I didn't get to do any like corner routes or post routes or seams or anything like that. But I got to show off the hands a little bit.
That's excellent. And does that kind of validate? A lot of guys have been coming on the program saying Pro Day is kind of really cemented or validated or really put this into perspective how close they are. Did you kind of have that same feeling on Pro Day, seeing all those folks with NFL logos on their polos or on their vests or on their ball caps?
I kind of did. I mean, you know, every kid dreams of going to the league when you're playing football and just finally seeing every single team instead of just like, even during the year, during practice, you get a couple teams coming through, but having every single team there is different, and it just makes you want to, you know, step up to the plate and kind of show them that, like, yeah, it is here, and I'm ready for it.
Yeah. Now, this is a cliche question, but I think it helps our audience sometimes get a familiar. Do you get comparisons to anyone that's at the next level, or are there guys that you try to adapt their game and put into your own repertoire?
I don't know if people have told me how I run like somebody, but I like to compare myself to Adrian Peterson just because he's been my favorite back since I was little. And I like the fact that he runs with a certain aggressiveness and, like, power, but agility at the same time. And I think he's the greatest running back of all time, so I just try to model my game after him.
You know what, Britton? It's hard to argue that he's not one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest. And him going for that $2,000
exactly
after the injury was, I mean, that was just impressive. Yeah, definitely. There's so many, but AP was
so
special. Special, but if you're going to pick one, and, that's definitely a great one to pick it to. Now, everybody listening in, not everybody is draft, you know, they just might love UCLA Bruins football. For you, what was it like just finishing out your career on the West Coast and just taking it all in?
I think it was a great place to finish my career, just coming out here and being on a team like this and kind of going through adversity through that first year with the COVID year in 2020, and then getting that 6-year chance to come back, it was a blessing in disguise, and I wouldn't have rather finished my career with anybody else but Coach Kelly and the squad, and then and playing for Coach Deshaun Foster as well. So I think it really did a lot for my football career, and I think it's going to show in the next level too.
Excellent stuff. And we are almost out of time, Britton, but we always like to wrap up our programs. We call it three and out. Just a few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Okay. Yeah, let's take a shot.
All right. Now, Coach Kelly, does he have any pet peeves during practice? An absolute no-no. If you get caught doing this at practice, you might catch a little hell.
Well, I think with Coach Kelly, he doesn't want to see you give any type of negative body language. So just don't shrug your shoulders. Don't go palms up. None of that, or else you're going to get on your case. Seeing that happen, just take the beating. Just take it.
Take us inside that UCLA locker room. Who's the most serious guy on that team, and who is the biggest jokester amongst your Bruin teammates?
Ooh, that might be tough. Biggest jokester? Let me see. Probably, I could say Christian Grubb in the running back room. He's a funny guy. He's always messing around. I don't know if people know about him, but he's going to be on the scene next year doing his thing. And then the most serious guy, let's go with Bo Calvert.
Just kind of no nonsense, or just
he's a no nonsense guy when he's on the field, and a little bit off the field too. So I like messing with him from time to time.
Oh, those are the best guys to mess with. I mean, the funner they are, and the more we're serious, obviously, you got to scorch them. The final
exactly.
One before we let you go this afternoon, the draft will be rolling upon us very quickly. I assume draft week and weekend, you're going to be waiting and watching to hear your name come off the board with family and friends. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next football journey?
Well, you know the best cook got to be mom. So she's always been cooking for us for all four kids. So I think if she makes me those bacon wrap biscuits, we're going to be all good. And I'll be calm and ready for whatever comes next.
Fair enough. We'll say mom's on the clock. You're on the clock for this 2022 NFL draft. Britton, fabulous career, and we do appreciate you sharing some of your time. We know you got a lot going on. But that said, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my friend.
Hey, appreciate it, Bo. Appreciate you for having me on again. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the standout UCLA running back, all academic at both UCLA and Duke, and wrapping things up with a fabulous career and a lot to like about this young man. I love how he mentioned that three back down role. That's hard to come by in today's NFL. A lot of guys are kind of gadget-type guys. They can do one or the other, but it's nice to have a commodity that can do both and stay in there all three downs. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.